Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, because you might be a new listener, my name is Peter Mingles. We started Building Fortunes Radio, it was over 10 years ago, tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013, and I wanted to build a platform where we can have interesting guest hosts talk about whatever it was that they wanted to talk about. And one of the things that we talked about a lot, because we were in the home-based business, we talk a lot about home-based businesses and the benefits of home-based businesses. Well, today is another series of a radio show. We call this the UFO Radio Show with Russ, and it is about how he is one of his passions is on a UFO radio show. We're going to showcase that a lot more on Building Fortunes Radio, and we're going to talk a little bit about where it is right now as well. But everything needs funding. And when everything needs funding, you got to figure out how you're going to do that. And Russ Johnson is a gentleman who's a legend in MLM, the network marketing industry. He's been doing it for decades and probably knows more than, I mean, he could be literally his own Wikipedia or encyclopedia, if you will, about network marketing for sure. But he's decided that he wanted to jump in with one company that's doing something with something called Superpatch. So he's actually got a website, ufosuperpatch.com, ufosuperpatch.com, and you can take a look at that as well when you're going through whatever you're going through. But if you want to hear this again, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, we made it really easy for you to remember. You can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/UFO. You can go to buildingfortunes.com/Russell-Johnson. You can go to Building Fortunes Radio and then just look for either Superpatch or UFO or Russell Johnson. You'll be able to find them all over the place. But it is a distinct privilege and pleasure to be able to introduce the guest host today on his own radio show, Russ Johnson. So, Russell, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Great. I always wanted my own radio show. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you very much for helping me out with this. No, I've been in radio for a number of years. And I think I referenced that last week, remember? I told you that I started in radio in 1961 with an all-night jazz show from 12 nights to 6 in the morning. And then during the day, I was working at a factory that was, you know, an assembly line making airplanes at Westinghouse in Baltimore. So, yeah, I've been on radio a number of years, in talk shows, disc jockey, a lot of stations, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., North Carolina, Virginia, on and on and on. So, but anyway, today I think that I gave a little bit of history of my radio trek, if you will, last week. So this week I want to talk about what I think is going to be a crisis situation for a lot of people. Meaning the economy is going to tank pretty soon. I mean, the inflation is going up, up, up. Gasoline, thankfully, in the state of Florida, where I go, you know, BJ's and Costco, is like $3.20 a gallon, which is decent. But some places, I'm saying, in California, it's $7 a gallon, and they say soon it's going to be, if the war that's happening in Israel, it's going to continue, and that's going to affect the prices of oil, therefore prices of gas. And we can easily look down the road here 5 or 6 months later where it would be $5 a gallon, $6, $7 a gallon, even in your neighborhood. So that's going to be a problem. Then the other problem is coming. I hate to all create all these problems, but the other problem it's going to have is that people who have made a lot of money in housing market in the last 5 or 6 years. You know, you bought it at $200,000, $300,000, and now that same property is selling for $400,000, $500,000, $600,000. Well, people, the interest rate is constantly going up, and it's not going to come down anytime soon. And a lot of people now they're going to be able to afford the payments when it goes to 8%, 9%, 10%, 11% or better. It's going to happen. And then the people who are renting, well, and you got a good break maybe at $1,700 a month or $1,800 a month. Well, that's going to go up to 2022, it's going to be some homelessness as a result of people not being able to afford even the rental. So I'm sorry to be decry the negative, but we have to get prepared since things are going to happen. Inflation, higher gas prices, higher food prices, and the elderly, you know, the baby boomers, the people born. I have to call back. The people who were born between 1946 and 64, 76 million of those people are going to be in dire need of having some extra money. So all I say all that to say this. Let's talk about alternatives. Let's look at the home-based business, like, for instance, is network marketing specifically. And if you want to look at the network marketing industry, right, and you want to see what people are doing in terms of the possibility of making some serious money, then I'm suggesting go to businessforhome.org. Most people haven't been there. But if you go to that website, you'll see that people are making $100,000 a year, $100,000 a week. Some people are making $1 million a year. Some people are making $1 million a month. And soon there will be people making $1 million a week. Why? Because the money is on the table. The direct selling industry is a growing, booming industry because people are looking for alternative. It's right now somewhere around $250 billion that goes through that coffer called the home-based business industry, direct selling. And if you want to keep up with it, I would suggest getting up with the Direct Selling Association of Washington, D.C., and they've been there about 40, 50 years. No, since the turn of the century. Sorry about that. And they've been monitoring what people are doing in the direct selling industry, and there's a direct selling newsletter here. I got a report. And you can always get the direct selling news, not pamphlet, but magazine, which keeps you up with the annual reports and all the industry. Let me see if I can look at this real quick here. Here's it. Go to direct selling news. So just punch in direct selling news. And you can always get the magazine, and you can keep up with what's going on in the industry. So I'm suggesting alternative. I'm suggesting that look at this direct selling model, if you will, especially MLM, home-based business, and don't ignore it because people have traditionally ignored it because they think they can't do it. And sometimes the money that you can make, people think they can't make a $10,000 check a month sitting at home or a $70,000 check every month or more. But it's possible, you know, and what we are talking about, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand what I'm saying, I'm kind of rambling here, but you can always do Mary Kay, Amway, Shaklee, New Skin, and on. There are many companies out there that are doing great business, and a lot of distributors are getting involved and making it happen. And so keep your mind open for this kind of industry. It's doable, and the people who are in the direct sales or selling cars or selling cosmetics or whatever, Mary Kay, that's another one that's in existence. I was flipping through this. But anyway, so we have a challenge coming up. So let me ask Peter a question. Peter, you've been around,
sir,
the Direct Selling Association. You've been around this industry of MLM for a number of decades, 2, 3, 4 decades. What is your take on it? As a person who's looking at this each and every day and monitoring the whole development of it, what is your take on the industry? May I ask you that question?
Sure. Well, I think the industry is probably more wide open than it's ever been, meaning like there's so many choices that people can make towards how they can make some extra money. That in itself is a plus and a minus. So the plus side is that it's wide open. You can kind of choose your things. The minus side is there's a lot of choices. So therefore, you have to do a little bit of research and make sure you do things the right way. But because of technology, I can share with you this. Back in 1996 or whatever it was when I moved to Florida, And then I started to do some stuff, and the internet started percolating and started developing. I realized that the internet was probably going to change the way the world does business, and I was kind of in front of that. Not that I was the only person, there were probably a couple of millions of people that saw things the same way. But I said, you know, I want to be able to design a lifestyle and a business where I could do it from anywhere, that I have an internet connection and a phone connection. And that meant for me from home. So I said to myself, if I can't figure out how to do this, I kind of failed. With this level of technology, I should be able to have the world on my terms. So my terms meaning I want to be able to, you know, go on the computer or on the phone and have a business that's international, you know, make your dream list, your wish list. I want to be in every country I can possibly be in. That's what I wanted. I wanted a business that could work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether I'm there or not. I wanted lots of other people to conspire on my behalf to build their businesses. While they're building their businesses, they're building my businesses. And I looked at it as the perfect situation. Now, when I was doing it, there was some, when we first got started, Russell, there was some downsides. Internet speed wasn't very fast. People didn't know how to use a computer. People didn't know how to use a browser. All the applications there weren't very user-friendly. So you had to have a lot of technical skills if you wanted to compete in this environment. Nowadays, unfortunately, you don't need any technical skills or many technical skills. The reason why I say unfortunately is because that means you don't really understand the infrastructure associated with your industry, which can lead to its own downfall. But the reality is a brand-new person – here's my winding story – a brand-new person can get started and achieve more levels of success quicker, faster, bigger, and more permanently today than they could have when we first got started or even the last decade. And if I were to run this radio show tomorrow with you, I would say it got better. And if we came back next week, I'd say it's even better than it was the week before. So it's progressively getting, as far as the MLM side, the downside – well, here's the downside – the economy, all the things you mentioned, oil prices, inflation, fears of war, fears of challenges with the next pandemic, the next election, all of these things bring up a word called fear, and it's the fear that will hold them back from taking the necessary chances, and that's the good thing is that's one of the only things you have to overcome. The fear. And that's good because remember I said before, there's a lot of things you have to worry about in MLM, lots of choices. Too many choices might lead to paralysis. In this example of why do it, the only one you have to worry about is fear. And that's something that probably could be overcome by most people with more education. So the more education you have, I think the better it is. So there's one thing to overcome, lots of reasons to do it, and that's why I say I think a lot of people are waking up to see that this is probably their one of their only real options towards being able to put a hedge on the fear things we were referencing a little bit earlier.
Yep.
So I'll let you comment on that, and then we'll run a commercial break.
Well, briefly, if you want to go now. But let me reference the fear deal. When Roosevelt came into office, I mean, this is 2,000 years ago, in 1932, he was elected president of the United States, and against Hubert Hoover, who had, you know, crashed the economy, and then we went right into the depression, if you will. But he says the only thing to fear is fear itself, and that statement resonated among a lot of people who were in business, who were not in business, who wanted to revamp things, retool the industry, and it got done, and obviously we had a big boom to bring people back to Social Security and all the things that he put on the table. But go ahead, take a break, and we'll come back after your break and talk about it some more.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Russell Johnson, buildingfortunesradio.com/UFO Super Patch. We'll get to the Super Patch thing in just a little bit.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's NetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous classified ad network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Ringles here with Russell Johnson on our special radio show. We call it the UFO Radio Show with Russ because we're going to be talking a lot about UFOs, other things like that, interesting guests and topics. Russell's a great portal, if you will. I'm going to use the word portal for Russell for this example of really great people with really great topics that we'll be able to talk about. But we're talking about some of the economic realities that are happening in your world today and for the majority of the people that are probably listening in. So, Russ, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate having me. What would you do to tell a person who's a newbie, so to speak, and who's kind of cautious, because I meet those kind of people. I'm working in a new business, as you indicated, with the Superpass company. And I still talk to people who I hear no every now and again, people who are not open to look at a new opportunity. And what would you tell people with the knowledge that you have in the last 20 years of looking at this industry and yet looking at the future now of people are going to be downsized and right-sized and capsized. People are going to lose their jobs. And they're not going to have their gold watch at the end of 30 years. That's going to change tremendously. And we can talk about Robert Kiyosaki, who has written the Rich Dad, the Poor Dad book, which endorses net a word of mouth marketing as a business model for many Americans. And it's and also the book that he wrote called The Business School for People Who Like Helping People, Eight Hidden Values of the Network Marketing Business, Other Than Making Money. So he talks about all of that. Then I look at Malcolm Gladwell in his book, The Tipping Point, where he says that hundreds of billions of dollars will be transferred to consumers through word-of-mouth advertising in the next few years. Pick up The Tipping Point because it's an eye-opener. Then you got Paul Zane Pilsner. He has a book called The Next Millionaire. He says the opportunities to become exceptionally successful in the next 10 years is available to many of us if we would only become skilled at social media marketing and management, as you talked about, that you offer people, those whole platforms that you just mentioned. So would you encourage people to really stop and take a look at this, even those people who kind of, they hesitate? They say, I don't know whether I can do this or not, to get over that little fear hump and just put the toe in the water and get started on a business of this nature. Let's talk about that, because we need to help people who don't see the big picture as you see it.
So the last couple of years have given us a great frame of reference or comparison to the way people think. And what I mean by that is I'll mention the word Donald Trump.
Sure.
So there are some people that they'll never vote for Trump. If you say anything related to anything that begins with T-R-U, they're done with it. So, like, their mind is completely closed, totally impervious, bulletproof, if you will, towards anything related to Donald Trump. The same thing happened recently with vaccines. You can mention the word vaccines, and you have a polarizing audience. Some are pro, some are minus, some will never. So we've had several examples of in politics, in healthcare, of what it's really like to try to have an open or a regular conversation with a completely closed-minded person. Now, I'm not saying stupid. I'm just saying not open towards that idea. And I think one of the first things you probably need to identify with somebody, are they open towards the conversation? Because if they're not open, it's almost like asking someone who would vote for Donald Trump to vote for Joe Biden. The answer would be there'd be no way in hell. Or for someone who's opposed towards taking whatever vaccine they come out with next, for someone to say, no way in hell are you going to put that thing in my body. Or for those people that say, where's the next one? I'm on the waiting list. So I think the biggest thing for most people to kind of determine is where are you on the scale of openness towards taking a look? And if they're not honest, if they tell you honestly, I'm on that zero, like zero possibility, at least you know that's a starting point. I might not give up on them. So I might not give up. I might say, what would open your mind to go from a zero to a one? So let's see what we can do here. Is this workable at all? Or would this absolutely be a waste of time and probably also aggravating to both of us? So if you want to stay friends with someone, I think probably the biggest question you need to do is see how open-minded they might be towards taking a look at this. Now, not necessarily the cliched question, are you open to taking a look at other opportunities? That's been played so many times since the beginning of time. I mean, gosh, that's probably played more than the Pledge of Allegiance, if you will. But the reality is that I think you need to determine who you're talking to. And if they're open at all, then you'll be able to share with them the reasons why or the reasons why not, and they can make their own decisions. So I'd say that would probably be the single biggest thing, because trying to convince somebody that is totally closed-minded or trying to introduce something to somebody who's totally closed-minded would be something that just won't work. I'll use as another example. I have glaucoma, which means that I have bad vision and I'm not going to drive. So if you suggested for me, go find another line of work that involves traveling outside the home or driving, I would say no. I mean, that's a nonstop. It's a negative. It never happened. Can't be done. And you might say, well, you can always hire a chauffeur. You can blah, blah. I'm like, no. There's other opportunities that are better for me. So I think probably one of the biggest things is to see if you're dealing with somebody with an open mind. If you are, they probably already know all the things that you referenced a little bit earlier, Russell. Inflation going up, gas prices going up. We're on the verge of who knows what the heck's going to happen next. It's an election year. Who knows what they're going to throw at us next. And there's one last thing. Everybody. Now, I want to say this like this. Everybody who has ever been employed realizes that they can be unemployed in the stroke of a pen or a mandate from somebody or the whim of some mentally ill or ill-gotten person. The reality, we've seen policemen being fired because they wouldn't take a shot. We've seen people being fired from their jobs because they made a post on a social networking thing. I think in the last 3 years, the idea of security in employment is gone. Anybody who's got any level of intellectual complexity realizes that no matter who you are, you could be a car manufacturer, you could be a politician, you could be an anybody. In a stroke of a pen, you could be canceled in a minute. So if you don't have something to back that up, you really set yourself up for huge failure. So back to you.
So you need a plan B.
Yep, need a plan B. Better have a plan B.
Right.
You're crazy if you don't have a plan. And your plan B should probably align with something that's good for you. So that'll kind of like lead you into maybe talking about whatever you want to talk about next.
Okay. So we're talking about what we got. 3 minutes left?
Where are we? Five. We're
five
good at five.
Okay, good. Right, okay, another problem. So I go back to Matthew 10:14. It says, when Jesus, and those people who believe in the Bible, Jesus and Christian believes, it says, if anyone not welcome you or heed your words or pay attention to you, shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. Leave the town or the city or their home. So other people would say it this way. There's a principle which is a bar against all information, which is proof against all argument, and which cannot help but fail to keep a man in everlasting ignorance, and that principle is called contempt prior to examination. So as you say, examine the opportunity. Examine what people are talking about, because you've got to be flexible to look at the new things that are coming down the pike. Now, I do a show on aliens and UFO, UAPs, and if you go to UFO Base, like baseball, UFOBase211.com, you go there. Or you can go to projectdisclosure.com and get to that and listen to some of the interviews that I've done with people who are looking at that whole thing about aliens and spacecraft and UFOs and downed craft and what the government has been hiding for the last 100 years or more, and the secret space force that's traversing Mars and Jupiter and other planets out there, Andromeda and whatever. People don't believe that, but there's trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that have been going into that arena. So pull up anything on Dr. Stephen Greer. He had the Disclosure Project early on, and for the last 35 years, he's been doing a lot of research on it. So go to his website. He has a documentary called Unacknowledged. Look at that. He has another documentary called The Lost Century. Look at that. Wake Up, Smell the Roses. There's a book out there by Philip Korsko, and it's called The Day After Roswell. You can get that book and read about the aliens and what he was hiding. He's gone now. Or Selected by Extraterrestrials by William Tompkins. He left at 94, but he worked with aliens at the Nordics back in the 1930s and the beginning of 1940s, so you can do that research. But anyway, the long and the short of it is, since we have about a minute left, is that you can look at my website and look at that. I'm funding the website, monetizing it, as they say it, by going to UFOSuperPatch.com, which they have 11 patches, one for energy, one for flow, one for defend, one like a boost your immune system, one for pain, one for sleep, one for just to pick you up if you need more joy in your life, one to give you, as an athlete, to give you more energy on the football field. So take a look at that and join me. Take a look at it, because that's a new company coming down the road. I think we've got about 30 seconds to talk about how
no,
you can...
No, we're good. We have another 2 minutes.
Okay. That talks about you can have your... by the way, they're 100% drug-free, the patches. It's a new construct in health and health modalities, if you will, because it doesn't have any vitamins, any minerals in it at all, or any drugs in it. So it's 100% drug-free, and it's operated by a frequency that's on the patch, like a QR code. When it gets to the system that you need sleep, pain, you need more energy, you need to boost your immune system, it's all there on that QR code, and it's produced by 3M. 3M has been producing this kind of stuff for many years, and the FDA certified and qualified to do that. And the company is FDA registered. So, again, UFOSuperPatch.com. Consider that as a business that you might want to work, and give me a call. And my number is 516-895-0737. So give me a call, and I'll help you traverse the magnitude of the toughness of jumping through the hoops and building yourself an organization. I build organizations up to 60,000 people in other companies and make millions of dollars. So here I am. Thanks, Peter. I think we're at the
Excellent.
End of the 2 minutes.
Perfect. Yep.
Thank
we're
you
just
very
about
much.
Done. We are just about done. And thank you very much, Mr. Russell. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/UFO, you'll be able to get that. You can go to that or either UFO Super Patch. We have both. And then, of course, go to UFOSuperPatch.com. That's for the business that Russell is speaking about. And, of course, if you need anything, reach out to either one of us. I'll make sure you can be in front of Russell. We'll catch you next week on Building Fortunes Radio.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.